Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You and I, you, and I have the same Holy Ghost, the same Spirit of faith in us that our Lord and Master Jesus walked this earth with. Now that's something. We ought to be overcomers. We ought to be more than conquerors. We ought to get our prayers answered on a regular basis. We ought to get our needs met and our babies healed. Amen. Amen. Why? Because we're not doubters. We're not defeated. What the Scripture said, this is the victory that overcomes the world. What? What's the victory that overcomes the world? Even our faith, 1 John says. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. That's exciting. I said, that's exciting. So how are you going to come out of that slump? How are you going to come out of that debt? How are you going to overcome that physical problem? How are you going to overcome your problems in your marriage? Problems with your kids, your teenagers, your business, whatever it is. What is the victory that overcomes any and every problem in the world? It's your faith. How many times do we see in the gospel accounts Jesus turn around and look at people and say, your faith healed you. Your faith made you whole. Your faith has saved you. Jesus said it repeatedly. Nothing has changed in this order. Today, that's how needs are met. That's how prayers are answered. That's why we're called Faith Life Church. That's why we preach on faith. And some folk want to make fun and mock. But listen, if it's the only way to please God, if it's how you overcome, if it's how you walk with God, how you live, how you receive, if it's the victory that overcomes the world, we ought to be talking about it. Go on then to Hebrews now, the 10th chapter, and that leads in, of course, to the great 11th chapter of Hebrews, the great hall of fame of faith, because I, having understood a little bit about faith a few decades ago, got hungry for faith when I saw that was my missing link. That's why I hadn't been getting results. That's why I and even different ones of my family and even generations had stayed in some areas that weren't the perfect will of God. I saw faith was my answer. God's my answer, but He needs my faith to give Him a legal right to do it for me. God is not moved by needs. Did you hear me? God is not moved by needs. God's not moved just even by intense desire. If He was moved by needs, miracles would be popping all over the earth tonight because there are needs everywhere. Needs is not what moving God. Even intense desire. You can plead, you can beg, oh, I want this, oh, I want it, please. Begging doesn't move God. Intense desire doesn't move God. But like Smith Wigglesworth said in one of his books, he said, there's something about faith that'll cause God to pass over a million people to get to you. Amen. And it's just a fact. It's confirmed throughout the Scriptures that the Lord did things for people of faith that He did not do for others. He's no respecter of persons. He doesn't play favorites in that sense. So what made the difference? It was some believe, some don't. Some have faith, some doubt. Say it again, I'm a believer. I have faith. My faith works. Now in Hebrews 10 and verse 35, let's read again. Hebrews 10:35 says, cast not away therefore your confidence. Confidence is a faith word, which has great recompense of reward. You know, skipping down, you're familiar just a little bit later. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe what? That he is, that God exists, and that he is God. And what else must you believe? That he is a rewarder of those who diligently, seriously, sincerely seek him. There's so many people that have a problem with you telling them God's a good God. God will make you rich. I've had people meet me in the parking lot and want to beat me up over that statement. I thought they were going to hit me. Made them so mad. Well, does God want you broke or does he want you rich? Hmm? Or just mediocre? Is he broke? Is he rich? We don't know what rich is besides what he is. Does he tell us not to be like him? Or does he tell us to be imitators of God?
Yes.
As dear children.
Yep.
God's a good God. You tell people God wants you healed. God wants everybody healed. And it makes some people mad. They think, well, no. Well, is he a good God? Is he a healer? Is he healing people or making them sick? Or do you just never know what you're going to get?
No.
Now listen. A 3-year-old could get this if we just keep it this simple. God is a good God and he does good things. The devil is a bad devil and he does bad things. And never do the two swap jobs. Never. And they're not working together. Mm-mm. What did Jesus say? The thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus said, these are the words of the Master. Don't let some confused theologian mix you up about this. If it is stealing, if it is killing, if it stole something out of your life, if it destroyed something out of your life, if it killed something in your life, who did Jesus say did it? The thief. The devil. Is God the thief?
No.
Certainly not. What an insult would it be to try to say God was the thief. He said, the thief comes. Not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But he said, I am come. Out of Jesus' mouth. Why did you come, Lord? What are you doing? I am come that you might have life. And that you might have it more abundantly. I believe that. That's what I believe. Not somebody's book. Right? So, don't cast away your confidence. It has great recompense of what? God's a rewarder. You reach up, he reaches down. Amen. You believe him and he will show up. You have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Verse 38, the just shall live how? By faith. But if any man draw back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We talked about this. Faith steps out. Faith steps out. 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let me say it like this. If you're in faith about something, it is not yet and it is not seen. If you see it, you can't be in faith about it. If it's happened already, you can't be in faith about it. Faith is the substance of things what? Hoped for. Now the word hope, if you look up the Greek word, it means expected. Expectation. So faith is the confidence or the ground, the foundation of things expected. If you're in faith, you're expecting. Right? Somebody said, well, I thought you're supposed to believe you've already received. You do. You believe by faith you have it. You believe you have received in here. In your heart. But it hadn't happened out here till it happens. Right? I believe I received my healing. Yeah, but I still hurt. If I'm in faith, I'm expecting the pain to go away. If I'm in faith, I'm expecting my body to change for the good. Amen? If I'm expecting to get worse and die, I'm not in faith. if I'm making funeral plans. I'm not in faith. Don't care how much you prayed. Don't care how many scriptures you quoted. If you're planning to die, you're not expecting to live. And one thing that is an acid test and telltale sign, if you're in faith, you're going to be excited. If you believe you're going to live instead of die, that makes you happy, not sad. If you believe you're going to be able to pay your bills instead of go under, that makes you happy, not depressed. No such thing as being in faith about the thing and being depressed about it. Being down. You show me a faith person, I'll show you somebody with joy and peace. Amen. No matter what it looks like on the outside, faith will breathe a sigh of relief and go, it's going to be all right. You just watch. The money's on the way. I don't know how. I don't know from where. Don't have to know. But the money is on the way. Amen. God will get it from somewhere and He'll come by it honest. And we'll pay these bills. You breathe a sigh of relief and you cease from your own labors, like Hebrews says, and you go, it's going to be okay. We're going to live. We're not going to die with this. Sometimes people try to look so wise. Well, if you never got sick, brother, how would you ever die? Like that's such a hard question. Simple. You leave your body. It's kind of like this. If you had your hand in a glove, if you pull your hand out of the glove, how you ever get that glove to be still? It's not a problem because there's no life in the glove when the hand comes out. Amen? That's the way your spirit is inside your body. All your body has to do to die is for your spirit to leave it. And then the body will be dead. So you can die without sickness and disease. You can die without being shot or without being crushed or a car wreck or any such thing. It's possible for you to live out your full length of days down here below, be old and satisfied, and completely do all the will of God for your life. I know of cases like this. I'm thinking of a man right now. He was older and had had a full life in ministry, a man of God. He told his folks, he said, I'm going home tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. They said, what? You're already home. You know, Daddy? He said, no, I'm going home. And they talked among the kids and said, is he losing it? What's wrong? What's it? Sure enough, 9 o'clock, he had breakfast, went in there, sat down in the rocking chair, smiled, left his body. Hallelujah. Went to be with Jesus. No struggling, no IV tubes, no heart-lung machine. That's the way to go. I said, that's the way to go.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.